The Shabbos Beis Hashem, we begin reading Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of the Karbonos. So what I'd like to do is tie in Parshas Vayikra. It's also ready in Chodesh Nisan, so tie it into Pesach as well. And this is the Mahalach, the following. The Torah says, by a Korban, Im ola karbono ben abokar zochar tomim yakrivenu, kal Pesach ol moed yakriv oso litzono lefnei Hashem. The Korban has to be the Ratzon. So the Gemara, the Rashi says, yakriv oso melamed shakofim oso, that we can force someone to bring a korban. So, to yochel bar korcho, you might think we can do it against his will. Talmud lomer letzono. So, the korban is a stira. At one hand, we're saying yakrivo, so we force him. The other hand, we're saying it has to be the ratzon. So, which one is it? If it's ratzon, it's not forcing. If it's forcing, then it's ratzon. So, the Gemara says, haketzad kofim oso ad sheyomar rotze ani. That we force you until you say Rotzani. So what kind of business is that? You know, if you're forcing it, it's not really Rotzani. So we know the famous Rambam, world famous Rambam, in Perek Beis in Gerushin, that a get is not allowed to be done under coercion. But in a situation where a person's supposed to give a get, so Beis Din specifically could force him to give a get. So the question is, isn't it coercion? So it shouldn't be good. So the Rambam writes the famous thing. First word on the line is onos. Onos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh wide line. Meaning like this, that a yid, the rotzon deep down is to do the right thing. It's a person has taivas and he has other things that are, you know, getting away, getting him, you know, covering over his Ratzon Panimi. So when you force him, it's not you doing it bal korcho. Again, it has to be dafka by the Beis Din, it can't be just by anybody. But when you force him, you're taking off the external impediment and the true self comes out, and the true self is to be, do the Ratzon Hashem. So that's the idea of kofe moso sheyom ha-rotzoni, that you kofe to do a mitzvah, to bring a korban, to do a mitzvah, because the real ratzon of the Jew is really to do ratzon Hashem. So that's what it means. Kofim oso ad sheyomar ratzoni. Oh, so there is a malbim on page 4, and the malbim is famous for many things. But one of the things that the malbim is famous for is synonyms, right? The Malbim was the master at taking two Hebrew words which sort of mean the same thing, like Sason and Simcha, right? And say what the difference is between Sason and Simcha. Both mean happiness, but what's the nuanced difference? So here, he has a discussion, what's the difference between Chafetz, Chafetz, and Ratzon? L'chora, Rotze, I want, Ani Chafetz. What's the difference? So the Malbim writes, "Hinei Ratzon be'ivri al shnei kavonos al pius sheitzratzav ispais al chet nirtzavona." So Ratzon has one connotation of forgiving, the nirtzavona, and number two, al chefitz, on a desire. Zehu nudavim chef. Because there is a hevdel between Ratzon and chefitz, ki Ratzon utchuna machshavis v'chefitz utchuna nafshis. It was like Rav Moshe Shapiro said, Ratzon means it's a thought-out process. It's a thought-out process. You think about it, you know that it's a good thing or not a good thing, you create the Ratzon. In other words, you think, you thought about what's a proper thing to do, what's a proper thing not to do, that becomes your rotzon. Chayfetz is like impulse, emotion. Like Shechem, Chofetz, Bebas Yaakov. In other words, it's not a thought out thing that this is the right thing to do. He's attracted, so he gets a Yetzirah, and he's Chofetz. So that Rotzon means it's thought out that this is proper or improper, and that becomes your Rotzon. Chofetz is part of your emotions, part of your lust, etc. And it's not thought out. And that's the difference between... That's why by these things, it doesn't say Rotzeh Bebas Yaakov, because if you think it out, he would know that it's not a proper thing. Dafke Chofetz Bebas Yaakov. So this is, Rabosai, the clash in life between Rotzon and Chofetz. There was a lot of times a person has a Chofetz for something, he's attracted to something, he has a Yetzirah for something, but the Rotzon is the Machshava, which is Misgaber on the Chofetz. And that, as we'll see in one of the Sfarim points out, is exactly what took place by Akedas Yitzchak. Because it says, the Pasuk says, page 5, the Shachar Oso Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafon Al Fnei Hashem, that the Korban Ola is brought in the north, and you shecht it in the north, and you put the blood on the Mizbeach. So the Tana Devel Yo says, on page 6, that day that Avraham did the Akedah, his kin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kvasim, Hashem was masakin the concept of Korban Tomid, Echad Shacharis Vechad Arvis, Shenever HaSakev HaSachad HaSev HaBoker, V'kol Kach Lama, Shebisho Yisrael Malim HaSam Tomid Al Gam Beham Mizbeach, when Klal Yisrael bring the Tamid, and the Tamid is the Korban Ola, which is brought in the north, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Akedas Yitzchak, which was like a Korban Ola. So the Sfas Emes, and this idea is quoted in I believe the Sefer Mirosh Tzurim. The Sfas Emes says, he quotes this Tana Devel Yahu. He says, what's the comparison between Akedas Yitzchak and Korbanos? Well, it was like a Korban, right? But it's deeper than that. Because what happened by Akedas Yitzchak? Did Yitzchak ultimately become a Korban? Ultimately, he was not. So what was donated to God then? The isle? What was donated to God? You know what was donated to God? It wasn't Yitzchak's body. It was the Ratzon to do Avodas Hashem. That was given. And then Hashem said, well, you don't have to do it. But everything, the whole Ratzon was given. And that's what it means. Look at the end of the Sfas Emes. Peir Tzafon Ulfnei Hashem, Hayinu Machshav Ratzon Sheikar HaKorban. In other words, the Ikar HaKorban is the Ratzon. The Ratzon to get close to God. So when you read the Pasuk Tzafona, Tzafona doesn't only mean north, but Tzafon means what? Hidden. Hidden is the Ratzon. Maisa is the Farhesia. The Ratzon inside is the Tzafona. So when you read the Pasuk Tzafona L'fnei Hashem, that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak. Because Akedas Yitzchak was an Akedah of Ratzon. It wasn't Akedah of Maisa. Because in the end Hashem said not to do the Maisa. But it was the thing to do the Ratzon Hashem. And this idea, believe in the Sefer Mirosh Tzurim, also is the Medrash. The Medrash says, by the Akedis Yitzchak, on page 8, Tavarachem Rav Yitzchak B'shosha B'gad Shabachosh Baruch Hu L'akod Yitzchak B'no Amalo Abba Bochor Ani V'choshishani Shema Yizdazei Gufi Mipachta Shosakin V'etz Ercha V'shema Tiposal Ashchita. He says, you know, I'm a bachur. I'm not like a little infant that you can pin me down. You know, I'm afraid that in the midst of the process of the korban, I'm gonna move because I'm gonna get so nervous. Somebody's coming with a knife and shechting me, so I'm gonna move, and that's gonna cause the whole shechita to be no good and the korban to become possible. So what does he say to do? Kafteini yafe yafe. Tie me down. That's why I think in Rav Salant Sefer, he writes, that's the ikra of the Akedah. Akedah means to tie down. Vayakod es Yitzchak. And the Sefer Mirosh Tzurim explains that though it was Yitzchak knew that the Ratzon Hashem is for the Akedah. But he was afraid that the chefetz would be gover on the ratzon. Because the chefetz is the impulse. The impulse is, if somebody shechts you, you're going to try to run away, you're going to try to move, you're going to... So Yitzchak didn't want that the impulse, the chefetz, should ruin the ratzon. So he says, tie me down. So this way the chefetz will be negated. And then the true ratzon, which is the intellect, that to do the right thing, will prevail. And that's what he says, Kafteini yafe yafe miyad vayakor es Yitzchak. And the same thing is in the Medrash Tanchuma. Shebo lishchot omer lo abba asreini yodai v'raglai b'pnei sh'anefesh chatsuf b'pnei sh'anefesh chatsufehi. My impulse is mechutzav. U'she'eres ha'macheles shem ezdalzei v'yiposel ha'korban. V'akoshim imchal taseh b'imum. So that's the same idea that he should be tied up. And that's quoted in the Sefer Mirosh Tzurim and Moshe Rice, where he discusses this idea of the Ratzon and the Chefetz. And that's what he writes, that you can read it, that this and the idea of the Akedah was giving over Ratzon, and the idea of tying him down was that the Chefetz, based on the Malbim's explanation, that Chefetz is the, you know, the impulse. It's the taiv, it's the impulse. It's not the intellect. And the Ratzon is Gover on the Chefetz, and that's what the Akedah was all about, and that's the Sfasemesis Pshat of Tzafon Lifnei Hashem. That Tzafon, and not only the north, but the hidden thing, because that essence was the Akedah. Akedah was giving of Ratzon. Well, now, there's a famous word that is always appears by Karbanos. What's that word? Reach Nicholach. So where does it appear? It appears here in Vayikra, beginning of Vayikra, page 12. V'shisa also b'chnofav lo yavdil v'yiktir oso akoin ez becha ha'leitzi m'shel ha'esh olohu ishei reach Nicholach l'Hashem. What does it mean, reach Nicholach l'Hashem? And we have this in Parshas Noach, page 13. V'yarach Hashem es reach Nicholach. Right? By the Korban, by Noach. So reich nichoach, a nice smell. But what does that mean for God? God likes nice smells? You know, on a very superficial level, you say, oh, a nice smell for God. But what does that mean for the Ribbono Shel Olam? We are Basar V'Dam, so we need nice taste, nice smell. What does it mean for the Ribbono Shel Olam, a nice smell? So says the Ksav HaKabbalah on page 14, on the third column, second arrow. He says, "Hachefetz v'haratzon." He doesn't make a distinction between. He means ratzon. He doesn't. Don't confuse the Malbim's chefetz, because that'll throw it all off. Hachefetz v'haratzon mechshchuna b'shem reyach. Reyach means the ratzon to do the right thing. That's what reyach is. In other words, it's a mushal reyach. Of course, you need the reyach, but the depth of the concept of reyach nichoach is that you're giving, as the Gemara says, you're giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what it means. You're giving a reyach nichoach. You're giving to God this concept of doing the Ratzon Hashem. Oh, and perhaps, if someone will explain, we could understand another concept in Korbanos. There is a concept of Korbanos, a question whether it's only by Korban Tzibur or even Korban Yochid, and that is Mamados. Take a look, page 15, the Mishnah in Tainus. Elohein Mamados. L'fi shenemar tzavetz b'nei Yisrael l'mar t'olehem is korbani lachmi, how could a person bring a korban and he's not standing there? Now, you bring a korban tzibur, you can't have the whole Jewish people standing there. So that's why they divided into groups. And every week or so, a different group of Jews would come to the Beis HaMikdash and be present while the korbanos were being brought. And that was the Mamodus. And the point of the Mamodus is because Efshar, how can it be that Korbano Shalom Korev Vu Eino Omer Al Gabov? So the question is, why not? Why can't Korbano Shalom Korev, and why can't you be at the Yankee game and your Korban is Nikra? What do you have to be there for? If you're not a Kohen anyway, so you're not going to do the Avoda. So I thought, based on this idea, that a Korban is representative of Ratzon, of the person to get close to Hashem. And therefore, to show that idea, you have to show up in person. So, Korban Tzibur, you can't have all the Jewish people doing it all the time. So you always have representatives. Every week, there'll be a different group of the Jewish people representing the whole community. And that's what Ratzon is. And we discussed very many times of the famous word of the Sfas Emes. I didn't put it in this packet, but the Sfas Emes says, Pshat, Me Ashpos Yorim Evyon. That Evyon means a poor person, but it comes from Lashon. Evyon means desire. So a lot of times, people's desire, their Ratzon, is in the Ashpa. What do they want in life? They want fancy cars, they want stupid things. They want stupid things. So Me'ashpas Yorim Evyon means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take your Ratzon that's in the Ashpa and raise it up. That you should want things that are important in life. You want a good family, good health, learning, Ruchnius, Chesed, Midos, those are the things that the true Ratzon, not whether you have a fancy car or not. Because the Ratzon that the Malbim, so Me'ashpas Yorim Evyon, the Sfas Emes says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to raise our Ratzon out of the garbage, out of the Ashpa. Because people's Ratzon sometimes is in the Ashpa. But that's the idea of a Korban. A Korban is Reich Nichoch, is giving the Ratzon to Hashem, showing that you have a Ratzon to be close to Hashem. And that's something that is very important. And also it's important not only to be close to Talmidei Chachamim, to be close to your Rebbe. It's a very important thing. You know, hopefully we try to foster in the Shir to have a hiskarvus. That shouldn't be just a lecture and leave. You know, it should be a hiskarvus. And that's, getting close to Rebbe, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Korban is about. It's a ratzon. It's a desire, an intellectual desire, not an impulse that you see something that looks desirable and you run for it. Shechem is chafetz b'bas Yaakov. He sees something pretty, he's chafetz. No intellect, no. That's what Akedah Yitzchak was all about, because it was an Akedah of ratzon. It was the ultimate desire that Yitzchak had to do ratzon Hashem. And he wanted him, and that's exactly as Rav Moshe Reis points out, he didn't want that the chayfetz should be gover. That's why he says, kafteini, yafa yafa. Oh. But Rabbosai, this whole idea reminded me of a famous Netziv. And the Netziv is in Parshas B'chukosai. And it's in B'chukosai, but then I didn't realize till this year that it's in other places as well. It's also in Parshas Re'eh. And the Netziv has an unbelievable thing. The Pasuk says in the Tochacha, page 16, V'nasati es areichem chorbo v'ashimokshi es mikdasheichem v'lo ariach bereich mikochachem. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and I'm not going to desire your korbanos. So the Netziv says an unbelievable thing. It's a famous Netziv, but people know it more from B'chukosai, but they don't realize it's also in Re'eh. And I'll show you an unbelievable thing. What's the din? When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, could you still be Makriv Karbonos? So the answer is, according to the Rambam, you can. Because the Rambam says, even if the physical edifice of the Mikdash is destroyed, but the Makom still has Kedusha. Because the Rambam Shita is that the Kedusha of the Mikdash is what? Is Kadosh even without the building being there. So all you have to do is build a Mizbeach on the empty ground and you're okay. So the Netziv says Pshat in this Pasuk, Vashimosius Mikdasheichem, means that I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And even though technically you could still bring Karbanos, right? You could technically still bring Karbanos because Kedusha is still Kedusha. But don't bother. Lo ariach l'reach nuchochachem. I don't care about your reach nuchoch. Don't bother. But technically you can. But says in the Tziv, there's only one korban that it doesn't say reach nuchoch. And that you could bring even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even l'chadchila. And that's the korban Pesach. The korban Pesach, it doesn't say reach nuchoch. So it says in the Tziv, let's look inside. L'ariach merech nichochachem, da'af al gav, da'hamikta shomem, even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, desolate, mikol mokom efshar di'shar ha'mizbech b'mkomo l'hakriv alav, he can still be makriv karbonos, k'mo she'ya be'emes b'churban b'ay sheni. The zman of churban b'ayis, listen to this, from the zman of the churban b'ayis, adz churban beitar, sh'az nechra sh'heichal v'neras ha'mizbech. So many, many years this was. Hayaor ha'mizbech kayim, v'krivu olav psachim. That historically, Korban Pesach, and this is a famous story, Rabbi Yechiel ben Pariz wanted to bring a Korban, talking about the Rishonim, and they say, Dafka Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is the Korban that historically they brought even after the Korban. Unbelievable. Any other Korban was not brought. Only Korban Pesach. Shayu az ma'abrim as hashan b'shul psachim chol mokom lo ariach. Shem hachi rak psachim ikrivu. De lo ksiv bei reich nichoach. Ma'ashein chay kolach arbon as ksiv reich nichoach. He says, that's what pa hashimosi as mikdasheichem. I'm going to destroy your what? Your Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to destroy you. And you could still bring karbonis, but don't bother. It's lo ariach. But that's only on karbonis that says reich nichoach. But Pesach, it doesn't say reich nichoach. And I thought, maybe the Pshat, and then I saw the Emek Bracha, maybe I saw it in the Emek Bracha first, says a similar idea, a little bit different, we'll see in a second. Because Korban Pesach is different than the other. What do we say Reich Nichoch means, according to Sava Kabbalah? The Ratzon to do Hashem. But what is Pesach? Pesach is not the Ratzon to get close to God. Pesach is the destruction of Avodah Zarah. Because that's what a Korban Pesach was. Korban Pesach was that was their Avodah Zarah. So we're shechting it to show... You know, so it's sort of an indirect way of getting close, but it's not the direct way of getting close. So it doesn't say Reich Nichoach. It doesn't say Reich Nichoach by the Korban Pesach. We'll see, the Emek Bracha says a different shot. The Emek Bracha says that all the mitzvahs in the Torah are Ratzon Hashem. The mitzvah of Emunah, you don't call that Ratzon Hashem. That's the basis of everything. So Korban Pesach is like the basis. You're destroying the Avodah Zarah, you're making it ready to do the Ratzon Hashem. But that is like the precursor to Ratzon Hashem. But then the Netziv says an unbelievable thing in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says Shomer as Chodesh Aviv. Vasisa Pesach. Hashem Elokecha. So the Tziv says an unbelievable pshat on page 18. Shomer as Chodesh Aviv. Hadrash Yadua, Lfia Pshat, Kina Lezeh, Hachodesh Khan, Aviv, Lfia Inni Shevula, Kaman Shekhan, Dibra Torah, Bizman Golos. It's unbelievable. And the Tziv says that this Parsha is a remez to Golos. Because Golos is the time when we need the Chizuk, when we don't see the flourishing. But we need the Chizuk to understand that just like Chodesh Aviv is the time where things are going to begin to bloom. So that means even though we're in Golos, we should realize that we're going to be Zochet, that things are going to beginning, it's beginning to start to bloom. So too, we're going to be, we have what? Anticipation of Geula. That's why it's called Chodesh Aviv. But this Parsha, says in the Tziv, is the Parsha of Golos, of the Tzipisul Yeshua. And Vasisa Pesach, says the Netziv, look on page 19. Tashar Biyarno, Haikram Rumazlan's Gol, Jej Lanuvar, call Parsha Beis Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shalom Mizbech. Asisa Pesach means that you're going to bring the Pesach after the Churban. After the Churban. You're going to still bring Churban Pesach. And that's the same idea because it doesn't say Reach Nichoach. So Pesach, you see, it's like this, Rabosai. Ratzon is very important. But a lot of times, you have to get these crazy ideas out of your head before you get the proper Ratzon. So that's a lot of times, as we said, people don't know what they should want in life. They think they want this, but they really should want something else. They don't know what they want. So first, get rid of the Pesach, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Then you could focus on what to want. First, get rid of the Sur Meira. Get rid of these ideas that you need this in life and you need that in life. You know, crazy ideas that people have that they think they really need that they don't. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. That's the precursor to doing the Ratzon. Once you get all the Mishigasan out, then you're ready to pursue Ratzon Hashem. So no Reich Nichoach by Pesach. No Reich Nichoach, because Reich Nichoach says the Ksava Kabbalah is the positive Ratzon Hashem. This is getting out all these crazy ideas. Well, getting out of, so Pesach doesn't say Ratzon Reich Nichoach. No, that's getting rid of the Mishigasin. Getting rid of these ideas that you need this and you need that and you need, and really focus on the Ratzon, meaning the Machshava of what you really need in life. And that's the time of Pesach to think about those things. About negating all these things that are trying to lure you in the wrong direction, and you do the Ratzon, you do what you're really supposed to be doing, whatever goals, whatever you're cut out to do. And that's why Pesach doesn't say Reich Nichoach. The Emek Bracha has a little different pshat. He says that Pesach is Emunah and that's the precursor, but I'm saying it a little different to make it more relevant to your lives. But that's the Chiddush of the Netziv here. And that's Rabbi Reino Yechiel Miparis wanted to bring a Korban, Dafka Korban Pesach. That was the Pesach, that was the Korban of Golos. You had to bring it in Yerushalayim. But even after the Korban, they still were going to bring Korban Pesach. Because the Pasuk says, Lor Riech L'Reich Nichochachem. You can bring any Korban, really. But don't bother. Because you're not doing Ratzon Hashem anyway. So what are you fooling me? But at least, with Korban Pesach you can bring, because that's the precursor. That's the Hachana. Then, hopefully, the Aviv will sprout and bring a Geula. So a person needs time sometimes to sort out his things in life, you know, in terms of careers, in terms of dating, things that he has, whether he should want this, he should want what, what's really important, what's not important. So first you got to get rid of you got to shech the Pesach. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Get rid of different thoughts that are not things that you really should want. And then focus on the Reich Nichoach. Then the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what the Korban is all about. focusing on what Hashem really wants, not just an impulse. Yeah, this looks good, or this, you know, this is a, I'm infatuated with a certain thing, or this is, I have an impulse for a certain thing, and that's shtus, and that's going to dissipate quickly. Chefetz dissipates very quickly. Ratzon stays, and that's what the korbanos are all about. The reich nichoach, but korban pesach was not the reich nichoach, because korban pesach is the sur meira, was the other, is the asay tov, and that's an important yisod to be able. And sometimes you need hadracha in that to know what's avodah zara and what's ratzon Hashem, because sometimes it's very similar. It's very similar, Ratzon Hashem and Avodah Zarah. You think that sometimes this thing, you need someone else, sometimes an objective bystander to show you that this thing that you're interested in is Avodah Zarah. Not necessarily in a technical sense, but it's something that you shouldn't be caring about. You shouldn't be pursuing. That's the Pesach. It doesn't say Reich Nichoch, but that's the not the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what Akedah Yitzchak was all about. To focus on giving Ratzon, to do the Ratzon, to do the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what they did. And he made sure that the Chefetz, the impulse, should not be misgaber on the Ratzon. And this is the idea of Lirtzon Olufnei Hashem, because as the Rambam says, every Jew really has that Ratzon inside of him. But there's so many other distractions that get you sidetracked. That's why you need the Bezdin, not necessarily always physically to bang you over the head, but sometimes you need someone in a nice way to give you proper hadracha to get on the right path, to do the right thing. And that you should take advantage. You should take advantage of the opportunities you have in yeshiva to make sharim, to make relationships, to have a hadracha, to do the right ratzon, to be able to be mafkin, what's Avodah Zarah and what's Ratzon Hashem? What's the Reich Nichoach and what's not Reich Nichoach? And that's the contrast here between Koach HaRotzon mul Koach HaChefetz. Because sometimes the Chefetz gets the best of you, and the Chefetz is the Avodah Zarah, and the Ratzon has to win over the Chefetz.